You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of James chapter 1 and verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Let me create some scenario that will help you to understand this scripture better. You know, prostitute can line up on a street and a man is driving by. And then he stops and he starts talking to one of them and he carries that person. Did you know that there is no signpost saying prostitutes are here, you must carry one? The devil just displayed prostitute. Did you know the confidence of the devil? He knows that there is lust in man. The devil does not need to force it. You will willfully go and do it. Because you see, there has to be your will involved in sin. That's why Satan cannot force you to sin. But the devil does not need to tell you and say, go and sleep with a prostitute. If lust is still in you, anytime Satan displays anything of lust, you will naturally respond to it. That's why the queen of heaven or Babylon, the mother of all harlots, she's busy recruiting women and men also to be on social media. If you go to TikTok, there are a lot of young women. They usually don't wear things that covers their breast. They just cover it a little so that the app does not ban their account. They will be there from morning till night. It's 24 hours. They will say they are waiting for destiny helpers. They are waiting for gifters and so on. In their mind, they are making money. But they have been recruited by the Queen of Heaven, by Babylon, the mother of all harlot. They just need to stay there. As men are passing there, they will stop. If you are preaching live on many of these platforms, hardly do people come and watch. Particularly if you are preaching the truth. Maybe you are lying. You are just telling people, you will now cry to God, God, from now on, fill my account with money. You may have crowd. But generally speaking, if you are preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Christ, you won't attract crowd. Because it is not lust driven. Anything that is enticing your lust will draw crowd. So people lust after money. So if what you are doing is money driven, if you are promising people money, you will draw crowd. So all those girls, they will just be on all of the platform, on Instagram, on Facebook. Then there are so many apps that people don't even know about. They will just be there. I tell you, in 1 minute, you may have 2,000 people joining them. And they are mostly men. Why? Those women didn't force them and say, come, no. He says, look at what the scripture says. But every man is tempted when it is drawn away of his own lust. There is something in a man that makes him liable for temptation. That is his own lust. So you see that what religion is saying is that remove those prostitutes and we will not be prostituting again. But that is the lie of religion. Because the problem is not the prostitute. The problem is the lust that is in the heart of man. So what Jesus came to do is to nail to the cross that lust that is in your heart. That's why the Bible says all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. See, everything in the world operates by the principles of lust. Let me tell you, when you go to a shopping mall, they didn't display those items for nothing. They display it to attract your lust. In fact, one of the signs that you are dead to lust is that you can walk into a shopping mall, buy what you want, and go out. Many people can't do it. They are there. Everything is attracting their heart. That's why some people have bought so many things online they don't need. Once they see it, there's something in their heart that is reacting. It's lust. That's how Satan works. So Satan asked Jesus to turn stone to bread. He didn't ask Jesus to eat bread.
Because if there was lust in the heart of Jesus, he would turn it to bread and eat it. Because he was hungry. But there was no lust in him. So naked women are not the problem. It is the lust in your heart that is the problem. And by this, we have not said people should be naked. If there is no lust in you, there is nothing Satan can entice. Let me tell you, if you don't love money, Satan cannot entice you to steal. He can't entice you to defraud people. If there is no sexual lust in your heart, there is no woman, there is no man that Satan can use to entice you into sexual sin. It is big. Rather than focus on that, you are focusing on the things he is displaying because of your lust. It is you need to focus on. That's what Jesus came to do. That's what he came to remove. That's why the scripture says, they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh and the lust thereof. You have crucified the flesh and the lust thereof. He said, make no provision for the flesh. As long as there is lust in you, he can entice you. Anything you lust after becomes an enticement. Why will a man, I saw some men who were recently caught, they kidnapped little children and sell it to people for rituals. Why could they? How are they able to recruit people to be doing that? It's because they lust for money in their heart. That's why Jesus came to deliver us. Glory be to Jesus. I pray you will allow him to do that work in your heart today. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.